Thank you and good morning. Over the course of the next year, officials with the Hoopa Valley Tribe will coordinate with local, state, and federal officials to implement the extension of federal criminal jurisdiction to tribal lands. In 1953, the Department of Justice turned over criminal jurisdiction for tribal lands to the state, and that left holes in what laws could and could not be prosecuted. Now, federal criminal programs like the Major Crimes Act will have jurisdiction, and Tribal Chairman Ryan Jackson said that tribal members and residents of the Hoopa community have set addressing the law enforcement situation as one of our highest priorities. With the expansion of federal jurisdiction, an agreement reached with Hoopa and two other Native tribes, the tribe will take advantage of federal investigators and U.S. attorneys, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and construct a jail and holding center facility on tribal land. A 47-foot motor lifeboat launched from Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay rescued four people who were dumped into the ocean after their rigid inflatable boat capsized off the coast near Stillwell Point south of Mendocino yesterday morning. The survivors all had life jackets on, and one had a handheld GPS, but they were unable to right their craft and were pulled from the ocean and taken to Station Noyo River. There were no injuries reported, and the rigid inflatable was recovered by the Coast Guard and towed to Noyo River as well. In Carlotta, the Volunteer Fire Department's newest engine company got its first run on Veterans Day after firefighters responded to a traffic collision on Highway 36. The engine was purchased from the Lake Mead Fire Department in Pennsylvania with Measure Z funding. The engine is one of 11 planned purchases of apparatus for local volunteer departments, and at a cost of about $100,000 per vehicle, far above the purchasing price of local units. Caltrans has offered no timetable for the reopening of Highway 299 after a rock and mudslide completely closed down the roadway yesterday. Some 10,000 cubic feet of debris slid off the hillside and closed 299 about 5 miles west of Burt Ranch at Big French Creek in Trinity County. Motorists will have to find an alternate route as it's unknown when the roadway will be cleared for traffic. In southern Humboldt, motorists will find that a road closure will affect travel between Redway and Garberville tomorrow between 9 a.m. and noon. County road crews will be on site performing maintenance work, and motorists will need to use 101 to get between those locations. Now that Proposition 64 has been approved by voters, those who use marijuana recreationally can do so without fear of sanction. Prop 64 made legal the personal possession of just over an ounce of bud for adults 21 and over. Those who use marijuana can do so on private property and at places where the smoking or consumption of marijuana has been permitted, and you are permitted to grow up to 8 plants for personal use. Possession of marijuana on school grounds is still prohibited, and smoking marijuana is prohibited in all the places cigarette smoking is banned, and that also includes behind the wheel of a vehicle. Taxation on marijuana products and cultivation will not go into effect until the first of the new year, and tax proceeds will be used for drug and alcohol treatment programs, public safety, environmental degradation from illegal grows, and ongoing research programs into the uses of medical marijuana. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The ongoing issue of homelessness and transiency in the city of Eureka and the county at large continues to catch headlines as elected officials, city and county staff, and the community at large search for long-term solutions. As the weather has turned colder and wetter, and following the clearance of campsites in the Palco Marsh, those without a place to stay have found other places to find shelter. That includes abandoned buildings. One such abandoned structure in Eureka has been the scene of several fires recently, as Chief Bill Gillespie explains.
We typically see it when the weather changes. You know, one of the locations we've been to a lot over the last couple of months is the old rail yard building down at 2nd and A. It's a vacant building. It's been boarded up. Unfortunately, the folks in the community, the folks that are out on the street, there's been people accessing it.
Boarded up and abandoned buildings can be an easy target for squatting, and Gillespie said that they will regularly find old furniture and things like mattresses that have been brought in and then contribute to the fires.
Unfortunately, the stuff that comes in, and whether it's intentional, whether it's accidental from a warming thing or a candle or whatever, we end up back down there. And the last few times, either fire or EPD has yanked people out of it with smoke pouring out of it.
You can listen to Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie talk fire and other subjects on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.